Dr. Svetlana Balešević-Tubić, Secretary General of Seed Association of Serbia.
Svetlana, thanks so much for sitting down with me. Much appreciated. You are the Secretary General of the Serbian Seed Association. How is the seed sector in Serbia doing at the moment?
Thank you to invite me. And at first, I would like to say that agriculture is a very significant branch of Serbian economy, contributed about 19% to the gross national product. Seed sector in Serbia has a long tradition in plant breeding and seed production, has a good climate conditions. It means good quality of soil, good weather conditions, and also educated and experienced expert. Area under seed production is about 43 and 45,000 hectares. And the quantity of certified seed just for main field crops like winter wheat, maize, and soybean and sunflower, that is important crops for Serbia, is more than 100,000 tons. Yeah. But I have to say that in Serbia there is no certification body, means institution for certification. That means that all activities related to seed certification is carried out by Agriculture Ministry or Agriculture Extension Services authorized by Ministry. Currently, such system is functional for us, but simplifying procedures and establishing of a more efficient certification system is necessary for seed sector.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a big issue. What other topics, as an association, are you working on?
Our main topics are, of course, seed legislation that is always on topic of our activities, and also, as I mentioned, improving and establishing institution for seed certification as other countries, similar as other countries, and bring back leadership position, especially in region regarding seed production that seed sector in Serbia has had before, and promotion and supporting the usage of certified seed, and educated farmers of importance for usage of certified seed, and also for acceptance of breeding innovations. Mm-hmm. And also, last but not least, connecting domestic and foreign seed sectors, especially in the region ex-Yugoslavia. Mm-hmm. In that topic, we some years ago we started to organize some special event for that region named Seed Days of Region. Yeah, because we want to cover a special problems or challenges of that region, ex-Yugoslavia, related to trading, market, variety registration, everything that mm-hmm. covers seed sector.
So, Svetlana, those are major challenges for your association. For example, to come to a certifying body or organization, are there any other regulatory challenges that you would like to see addressed?
Yes, they are. As I mentioned, our seed law is on topic of our activities. Because our seed law is from 2005, mm-hmm. And we need a new seed law harmonized with EU legislation and fits the current requirements. Especially, there is lack of regulation that covers aspects of seed processing and packaging. Regarding that, we need to operate according some ordinances or recommendations or decisions passed by government or agriculture ministry. It is really difficult to work under such legislation environment because we need precise regulation and legislation that will cover all aspects that seed sector dealing with. But we expect drafting and adoption of a new seed law, and also we expect involvement of all stakeholders in its drafting. Mm-hmm. This is quite a different situation in Southeast Europe than the rest of Europe, West Europe, and developed countries like France and Germany, Netherlands. We still need to harmonize our legislation in order to make easier seed trading.
Yeah. It's interesting that you say that this difference between Southeast Europe and Northwest and West Europe, the seed sector is quite different in, let's say, your region. Yeah, and I think that could deserve more attention. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe it seems that they are closed and not so active in Euroseeds, but we are active more in domestic level. That is why thinking about that that our seed sector need improvement that I mentioned, and we need to find solution for that, and we are active more on domestic level, but maybe we need more support or lobby or ask for help for some challenges from Euroseeds.
Yeah, okay, I understand. You mentioned earlier that the seed law could be opened, should be opened, revised, modernized. Maybe one area where you could look at for modernization is plant breeding innovation. We've seen, of course, the debates in other countries. Is this a debate in Serbia as well?
On governmental level, no. But Seed Association of Serbia organizes some workshops and seminars for all stakeholders in order to try to raise awareness of importance of breeding innovations for agriculture efficiency. We speak up for science. It means that researchers and breeders from our institutes that our members that are dealing with breeding, such as Institute of Field and Vegetable Crops and Maize Research Institute Zemun Polje, they try to present innovations and their advantages and benefits for farmers or entire sectors as well. Furthermore, Seed Association of Serbia tries to help our members to recognize that innovations in plant breeding and seed technology can only reach farmers and consumers if breeding and seed supply is market-oriented and sufficient. That is level of debate regarding land breeding innovation. We always including in our seminars and also in sea days event, we including some presentations regarding importance of breeding innovation and go ahead in breeding. Just to regarding climate change and new diseases and so something like that.
Okay. I understand. You mentioned the farmers in Serbia. What would you say are the main hurdles for Serbian farmers at the moment?
The main one is how to achieve high and stable yield of varieties, considering negative effects of climate change and the diseases. They were not significant before and earlier. And how to address that? We try to include this topic in breeding programs and create varieties tolerant to diseases and drought, and also push farmers to accept innovations and adopt, for example, cultivation practices. For instance, diversification of production, cover crops, and so on. In view of that, see the Association of Serbia find very important to linkage all elements of national seed sector, breeders, seed producers, market, and farmers, just in order to face challenges and find solutions.
Okay. Well, let's wish the Serbian farmers and especially the Serbian seed sector luck with all that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.